Hello, I'm Craig Constantine. Welcome to the 2022 Art of Retreat. This Spark conversation is with Elizabeth Cunningham, who is a love coach specializing in helping people strip away the supposed twos of love and to create relationships that authentically work for them. She runs her own coaching business and hosts the Elizabeth Cunningham Show, Courageously Expanding Love. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
It's always tricky to figure out how to create a space to talk to someone. You know, when we've had conversations, you and I have had conversations, there have been sessions, and like to pull you out to the side and ask you to, okay, now tell me about your session. It's always tricky to figure out how to get started. So the session that you did was about self-advocacy. And do you find that the people here in this particular retreat environment are more receptive to that conversation? Or do you find that it's pretty much everybody's the same? Maybe they find things about it that startles them? Like, is there a difference in presenting it here versus where you've done it elsewhere?
I think that at the Art of Retreat, people come here to be open and to learn new things that they have never considered before. So I think that speaking at Art of Retreat is especially fun and luxurious almost as a speaker because you have such a receptive audience. And I feel that in my session today that people came for, you know, multitudes of reasons. Self-advocacy is applicable in so many different aspects and areas of life, that we had such a diverse crew today. So I think one of the surprises in that is more the diversity, but like the people are really receptive and open, which is awesome.
I'm always torn between trying to figure out what people listening would be asking and just like, well, here's what I'm curious about. Do you find that? So I'm guessing that self-advocacy is like a piece of bedrock that underlies all of your work. First of all, you're laughing. Listen, you can't hear. She's laughing along. I'm guessing correctly. Did you find that that was where you started? Like you began with self-advocacy and then your other work developed out of that? Or do you find that you did your other coaching and that type of work and then realized that this was a bedrock underneath it? Like which came first, chicken or egg?
You know, it's really funny that you say that because I have a principle in my coaching, which is it all starts with you. That's like what I say all the time. And my partner is someone who has been, you know, teaching at Art of Retreat, you know, forever, came to the first Art of Retreat, you know, all of that. And so when I actually asked them this year, I was like, what do you think is a, you know, something that I could provide this community? That maybe they need that, you know, I already do really well. And they were the ones that actually said, you should talk about self-advocacy because that's something that you do really well. But honestly, we talk about surprises on the last question. The surprise to me was that I was like, oh yeah, I do talk about self, like that is the cornerstone of my, like if you could put it down to like one word, one theme, self-advocacy is like the cornerstone of it. And so kind of cool in Art of Retreat this year that I discovered actually something about myself.
Meta, do you find that, I'm going to self-identify, do you find that we parkour people are particularly, I'm going to say I think we're particularly bad about being kind to ourselves? Am I overgeneralizing, or is it really, no, everybody needs to be kinder to themselves? I mean, I know that's an overgeneralization, but is there a generalization that seems to apply more to introspective moving people who move in order to think, or is it, no, we're kind of all the same?
I think that most people are their own worst critic, and that's why there is that saying. The reason that self-advocacy came up for my partner was because, you know, the movement community is very service-based, very compassionate-based, very much a group of, self-sacrifice, you know, people who really care about the people around them, and which is great, but then you can also lose that aspect of, okay, but what do I want? What do I need? Where do my needs fit into all of this? And I think that people fall into the, oh, well, if I ask for what I need, then that's selfish, rather than what we talked about today in advocating for your needs. You're actually leading the way for the people that you serve to advocate for their needs. So it actually creates a loop of service instead of selfishness.
Having just flown, I'm thinking, put your own oxygen mask on before attempting to help others, which oversimplifies it. Leading question. I'm thinking that there's a bit of a journey that people would go through. So if they came to you for coaching, or they go to someone else and they're thinking like, well, self-advo what? Like, how do you see people move through the progression, or what are the steps that you lead them through when you try to figure out what they should move towards with self-advocacy?
I think that the first step is to let the self-advocacy part go and just to consider what's working and what's not working with what you're doing right now. Because if you try to fit a concept into your life rather than consider your life and then see what you need, then that's not going to work. Ultimately, you're going to draw false conclusions, or you're going to be defiant in some way, like, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm self, you know, I advocate for myself here, here, and here, right? So rather looking at where in my life am I not getting my needs met? You know, where am I maybe sacrificing something? Where am I putting myself last? Where do I feel like I can't say what I need? Or it's in, or maybe you even feel like it's inappropriate to say what you need or to get your needs met. And then look there, what's working and not working about that. And then moving from there and considering self-advocacy as a option for you rather than a prescription right away.
Well said. I continuously struggle with ways to think of new things to ask when people have just done what should be the mic drop, which I'm not dropping this microphone. What do you think? So if I'm out there and I'm like, no, I don't really need that. Are there questions that you ask people when you, like what I'm dancing around here is, I feel like as someone who's well-versed in this, you see it, like you see the need for someone, like you need to go down this path. What are the kinds of questions that you ask them that sort of trigger them becoming self-reflective enough to begin to like take this journey? Because I'm thinking like, how do you, I don't want to say trick people into it, but how do you trick people into beginning the journey? Like, how do you plant the seed of them asking the questions that lead to them doing the work?
So you can only meet people where they're at. And inside of that, if someone is like, for example, like me and my coaching business, right? So I'm talking to people, I talk to people on a regular basis. And yeah, with the work that I do, I can totally see like where people need things and like what people are dealing with and like where there's breakdowns and like how I could help them and like all of that stuff. But, you know, in asserting myself, then I turn into this savior role and then people are really turned off by that, right? So you can only meet people where they are at. So in having a conversation with someone and being interested in what they're dealing with, being curious about what they're dealing with, and showing a genuine interest and care for people, and then offering, like, if it's appropriate, just being like, hey, you know, this is something that I help people with. Is that something that's of interest to you? And then allowing people to say yes or no. Again, I think that when we're with a group of people who loves helping people, it's hard to see a need and then walk away. But if there's a need but not a want, the best thing to do is to leave it alone.
Terrific. Elizabeth, thank you so much. If people want to get in touch with you or learn more, the best way to reach out would be to go to Linktree, which is, if you haven't seen these URLs, it's linktr.ee, and it's ELZ Cunningham, CUNNINGHAM. It's also the same on Instagram, @ELZ Cunningham. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Craig. I just love you.